We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, hosted at The Row. Also brought to you in part by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, and by Bud Light. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
You know what that is? So I got a text from my show producer, Jay Norvell, about 30 minutes before we began the show. He said, you know what we need to hear? We've got some sound we need, some that's new right. sound. So there you go, Coach.
That is my – you asked about favorite songs. That's by far my favorite song. I know.
It is a Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. We are at The Row. Where is Kim seated? Where is Kim seated? There it is. Okay, I got to give you the countdown for the bell. Nevada is 3-1. They beat Boise State in Boise last weekend, 41-31. They will host on Saturday night at 7:30 New Mexico State in the final non-conference game. The Aggies coming to Mackey Stadium. We would like to see each and every one of you at Mackey. One thing you talked about this week, Coach, was, listen, the University of Nevada Wolfpack football team has some student-athletes who are doing very special things at their respective positions. They will not be here forever, and you can go see somebody like Carson Strong, who's going to be playing on Sundays, in a 30,000-seat stadium.
Yeah.
You can get there and see it,
yeah.
And it's important. It's important to say you saw these people. They're part of the fabric of what you guys are doing here.
I've had a chance to coach some really great players, and the thing is, they're not in college forever. They're not in your hometown forever, and the time that you get a chance to watch them is really special. And Carson's not going to be here forever. Romeo's not going to be here forever. Cole's not going to be here forever, and all these other great kids. And gosh, watch them while they're here, while they're on top of their game, while they're doing great things. And we just want to encourage everybody, come out, pack the Mac. And I'm going to get started already. I really want to challenge everybody to come out and see this weekend and obviously Hawaii. But our UNLV game is coming up, and I want to encourage everybody in Northern Nevada to be at that game. So we're going to start early on that one. But we're excited about this weekend as well and the running with the Wolves and our next home game.
So, yeah, running with the Wolves to begin homecoming week, which will then culminate a week from Saturday with the Hawaii game. So back-to-back home games.
Yep.
As you guys have beaten Boise State and are 3-1 and 1-0 in the Mountain West Conference.
Yep.
MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com is how you get your tickets to come to Mackey Stadium and see the Pack. I've been talking about it on Twitter. We have the privilege of going to a lot of college football stadiums,
yep.
Stadia, a lot of different venues. And Mackey is so intimate.
Yep.
And you can tailgate north of the stadium.
Yep.
You can hang, I know you can't, but I get to a little bit. And you can hang out north of the stadium, and it's like a 10-minute walk. It's a manageable game day experience. It's not overwhelming. You know what it's like at some yep. of these bigger places. So it's just so much fun as a fan. You're right in it. You're very close. There's not a bad seat, and it's great value. So we want to see everybody in Mackey Stadium this Saturday afternoon for the tailgate and then the 7:30 kickoff against New Mexico State. What would you like to focus on about the Boise State win? I know we're past the 24-hour rule, but that was a pretty important win.
No, I just was very proud of our effort. And, you know, there's a lot of things that went into the 2 weeks of preparation going into that really challenged our kids to give their best effort as a team. And that was really satisfying. By far, in our years here at Nevada, our best complete team effort, offense, defense, special teams, and so many guys contributed to that victory. And that was the most satisfying thing about it.
What were you able to tell your team after they accomplished that? I know that was such an important yeah. goal. What were you able to tell them?
Well, I think it was before. You know, so many times these young guys don't realize the mental preparation it takes to get ready for a game. And you really make your mind up to play great
before the game. I had that written down. Yeah. I had that written down.
Yeah. You really make your mind up that you're going to play a certain way on Thursday and Friday and Saturday morning before the game. And getting yourself in that state of mind is really, really important. And, you know, it's funny, the week before after the Kansas State game, you know, after the Kansas State game, it's probably as mad as I've been in a long time after a game. And I just felt like we had so many players that could have given more, that could have left more on the field. And I made a comment to them. And after I made it, I realized they had no idea what I was talking about. I talked about growing up in Wisconsin and being in the midst of Vince Lombardi as a kid and what Vince Lombardi talked about, emptying your tank and playing. And I made that comment, and I instantly realized I went over their head. They had no idea what I was talking about. So
Vince,
yeah. So I actually read this poem to them, and it's pretty amazing. It's Vince Lombardi's What It Takes to Be Number One. And when I was a kid, you heard it so much, it was corny. But I don't think these kids have ever heard this. And I'm not going to read this whole thing to you, but there's a couple things that just hit me. He says, it has always been an American zeal to be the first in everything, to win and to win and to win. And every time a football player goes to apply his trade, he's got to play from the ground up, from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Every inch of him has to play. And that's the way I was taught the game of football. And it finishes up, and this is the part that gets me the most. He goes, I believe in God, I believe in human decency, but I firmly believe that man's finest hour, his greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and he lies exhausted in the field of battle, victorious. And some people never experience that in a lifetime. And for a kid to work hard at something, to practice it for a very long time, and to go on a big stage and execute and pour his heart and soul out into something. That's something that you never get to experience in life. And these kids really experienced it Saturday. And so I was very, very proud of them. And, you know, and it's something that they can learn from and they can build on as a team.
Yeah, that is from Vince Lombardi's What It Takes to Be Number One. Google it. And I also want to plug the Gridiron Lunch. And we had one on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll have the next one Monday, November 1st. And Coach, you read about what you read just now.
Yeah.
And I know you well enough to know you were a little bit emotional now.
I am.
But by the time Coach Norvell was finished reading from this poem on Monday, there were tears streaming down his face. And we were seated next, he was standing, I was seated to his left, and he turns to me.
Yeah, I told my wife I officially hit rock bottom when I did that.
It was great.
But you know, I grew up in Wisconsin. I grew up, and I remember the late 60s. I'm that old. But my wife, her family has a bar, a tavern. Every tavern in Wisconsin has a picture of St. Vince on the wall. And Bart Starr and Paul Horning and... They used to have Favre, but they took him down when he left the Packers. But you know, that it means a lot to me because that's the way my dad taught me how to play. Yeah. And a lot of people growing up in my era, that's what football meant to them. So you know, and it was really good, you know, it was crazy after I shared that with the captains and Carson, you know. It's Carson's favorite poem now. He loves it. He absolutely loves it because he loves football and he gets it. He understands it.
I just want you to know that you had me.
Yeah.
I was about ready to cry at that point. And I also, I mean, you have the connection to your dad, to football in Wisconsin. Yep. But I thought it spoke to the larger meaning of the collective humanity.
No doubt.
That is your team.
No
that
doubt.
Is that is every football team.
Right.
And you know, you can't fake that.
No.
That means a lot to a head coach.
Well, and let's face it, we invest a lot, you know, our kids, our families, our you know, they invest a lot in to play these games and practice for these games. And when you come on that stage, that's the test. You know, when you play on Saturdays, that's the test. And to be in that stage, you know, that was the biggest crowd in Boise history. And it also was their homecoming. And so to pass the test on that stage was important for our kids.
All of us at Baseline look forward to watching the Wolfpack get out there and play this year. Call Baseline for any of your concrete product needs, 775-358-1200. Go Wolfpack. Also want to point out this Friday night, Feed the Wolves, this Friday night at Battleborn Brewery. This is a fundraising event for the Alpha Fund and for the Eat to Win Nevada Football Nutrition Program. The Alpha Fund is the nutrition program for all the women's athletics teams. Yep. At the University of Nevada, and Eat to Win is, well, it's the reason you guys are 3-1 right now, but a big right. Part of it anyway. So... Sorry.
No, and I want to also say, you know, we have an incredible group of moms that really are constantly pounding that. You know, my wife meets with them every week, and they're just keep pushing for ways to make money to feed the kids, and so just really want to thank Battleborn Beer for helping us with that, and it's a great cause. It's really helped us build our football team up the last 5 years.
So Google that up. Eventbrite, Feed the Wolves, Battleborn Brewery, Battleborn Beer. Eventbrite, Feed the Wolves. That's this Friday night. We'll take a break. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. When we come back, we'll get into some of the things I heard you say this week, like complimentary football. That's next. Stay with us. Ring the bell, Kim. Yes, yes.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, like that song.
Yeah, yeah. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Jane Orvell and the 3-1 Wolfpack hosting New Mexico State this Saturday night at Mackey Stadium. It's your Waka music.
I like this one too.
If you want to come see that game, MindNevadaTickets.com, MindNevadaTickets.com. The 2021 season is brought to you by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football. You said a couple of things in the Monday news conference that I wanted to define. Mm-hmm. Practicing to win.
Right.
That is different than practicing to practice or practicing to improve, right?
Right.
Can we explain that?
No, I just think that... There is a difference, and we're really specific in practice, and we practice a lot of situations, but there's a difference between practicing to win and just practicing. And you know, one of the most satisfying things in that game was a play that Jordan Lee made. Jordan Lee came in as a secondary defender on a tackle in the second half, and he just punched and stripped the ball right out of the running back's hands. And that is something we practice every single day defensively. And it's an emphasis. And a player has to be constantly thinking of doing that to make it happen. And And that was one of the greatest examples. You could watch NFL, college football highlights every week, and you're not going to see it done any better than Jordan did right there. And it's just an example of practicing a certain way and preparing a certain way. And that's the greatest thing about the game Saturday. And I told our kids, we just want to see you play. Just go play football. And, you know, it wasn't any tricks. It was good fundamental football. And, you know, our kids did a really good job executing the things that we practice every day.
I mean, I kind of felt like that victory was, in some regard, like you said, it was the best collective effort from your program since you've been here. It seemed it was the kind of the quintessential Jay Norvell Wolfpack win, right? You were able to put points on the board. You had an explosive offense. Your defense was physical and made plays, especially down the stretch, that kind of broke the competitive spirit of the opponent. Yep. Did you see it that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. You know, I was talking to Coach today, and he just said, second half, you broke their will. And
Coach All.
Yeah. And we really did. And you know, the turnover coming off this off of halftime was just so huge. And, you know, that's our defensive line is really starting to pressure and hit the quarterback. And, you know, when that quarterback gets hit like that, it changes the game. And I thought that was huge. And then the three turnovers in the second half. And then the way that we ran the football in the third quarter with our Union and Toa just was really great.
Bud Light proudly welcomes back Nevada fans to Mackey Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. Also, Envision Glass backs the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's envisionglass.com. Toa Tawa was the Mountain West Conference Offensive Player of the Week. Do we sometimes, because there are so many playmakers with regard to your passing game, the receiving core and the quarterback, do we forget about what a dynamic playmaker he is sometimes?
He had some great runs Saturday.
And he catch the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And he caught, I think, seven passes. Yeah. But some of the cuts that he makes are really unique. I mean, most players can't make those kind of cuts. And they were some great finishing runs Saturday. And they came at a great time. We needed that shot in the arm. And that's the way we got to play going down the stretch. You know, we got 8 weeks now, and we need Toa, we need Devontae, and we need all of our playmakers to really step up. And the other kid was Justin Lockhart. He really stepped up. You know, we all challenged him last week and told him how much his teammates needed him with Elijah Cooks down. And some of the big plays he made were just really real shots in the arm for us offensively.
Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions, the best greens in Northern Nevada, a short game practice area, and a relaxing clubhouse featuring a newly appointed menu at the grill. Membership started only $250 a month. Come in and see one of the staff. Call 775-787-1800, somersetgolfandcountryclub.com, your family-friendly private golf club. How dangerous is it, or how good is it, that people like me now go, okay, well, you need to hold serve at home against New Mexico State. You're supposed to win that game. You're supposed to beat Hawaii at home. You're supposed to be 5-1 going to Fresno State. I know you guys can't think like that, but you're going to hear it.
Yeah, that's you know, it's like everything else. We have to make our minds up how we're going to practice and prepare every week and what kind of football team we want to be. So that's always going to be there, you know, the talk from fans, media, all that kind of stuff. But really it's about what we decide we want to be. And you know, it's important that we practice at a certain level and we prepare every week. And we have a saying, we said it today, we said it yesterday, you know, you got to pay the rent, man. You got to pay the rent every day, and that's practicing well. And if we practice well, we'll play well. And I told Dom before we started practice today, man, it's time to pay the rent. We got to go put our work in. So that's what we got to do every day of practice.
How are they responding this week? I mean, that
really, we've had great practices this week. We've had, you know, and I think our team is fairly healthy. We have our bumps and bruises just like everybody else, but we're running in practice hard. You know, the bye week was real helpful for us. And for, you know, playing a quality opponent like Boise, we came out really unscathed physically. So that was really good.
What are the challenges that New Mexico State will bring into this matchup?
you know, this team's record really isn't indicative of how they play. You know, they played a couple of Mountain West teams to the hilt. You know, they gave San Jose everything they wanted last week, and they played New Mexico back and forth. They're going to throw the football around. They're going to press the envelope offensively, and they are very aggressive on defense. They love to blitz, and so we're going to have to be really on top of our game. We can't be sloppy at all against this team, and we're going to have to compete. They're very competitive. They've been playing hard, and you know, when you go into any kind of football game, the only thing that matters is how you play Saturday night, and so that's what's going to matter this Saturday.
The Coach's Show is brought to you by Shelter Insurance, continuing their 75-year tradition of supporting the communities they serve. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com/75th anniversary. I want to come back to the atmosphere at Mackey Stadium, because this is important. And we have UNLV on the 29th, the
yep.
Friday.
Yep.
But there are two home games back-to-back here, this yep. Saturday and then the following Saturday.
Homecoming, yep.
New Mexico State. The beginning of homecoming week, and then homecoming the following Saturday against Hawaii. Why is it important for your program to have a great home atmosphere?
It just the energy. You know, there's, you know, I started camp off talking to our players about, you know, your energy is where your focus is. And when we focus on something, we bring a lot of energy to it. When you have a whole group of people that all have a focused energy in a stadium, it's powerful. You know, I don't care if you go to a music concert or any large event where you have a lot of people focusing their energy on the same thing. And, you know, we felt it in our first home game. We felt it. We fed off it as a team. And, you know, we do have a cozy stadium, as you call it. And, you know, I played in one when I was in college at Iowa. It's like playing in Wrigley Field. I mean, everybody's all right around you, and that's the way Mackey feels. And there's a magic when you get the fans and the students all on top of each other, and they're playing, and they have that kind of energy. There's a Mackey magic, and we want it to continue to grow. And you know, this weekend is another big step in that. But it does make a difference with our players, and our players really feed off of it.
I also want to shout out that the Pride of the Sierra, the Nevada Marching Band, is hosting area high school bands this Saturday. So
awesome.
That's one thing that we like to shout out on the broadcast, Mike and I. We love the marching band. So come see like the local area Northern Nevada high school bands as well as the PAC. Again, MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com. Come see the PAC this Saturday night against New Mexico State. We're going to call timeout on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Chad Savage is coming up next. We will definitely talk football with him, but we may talk a little baseball with him. You know, baseball playoffs and all. Chad, do you know anything about baseball? That's next. Stay with us. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years' experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Imagine being able to see clearly for the first time after years of struggling with contacts or glasses. Hi, I'm Dr. Matthew Mills of Eye Care Professionals in Reno. At Eye Care Professionals, we offer state-of-the-art LASIK using the patented eye design technology. The results we get for our patients can be life-changing. Book your consultation today by visiting renoeyecare.com. That's renoeyecare.com. Or by calling us at 322-1000. That's 322-1000.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life. Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
At America First Credit Union, the only goal that matters to us is the one that matters to you. That means whatever road life sends you down, we'll do everything we can to help you travel it. And whether your focus is the journey or the destination, we'll be right there beside you every mile and every day. Because when you're a member of America First, the only goal that matters is yours. Truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Brew Brothers on the Row. Welcome back. The Nevada Wolfpack is 3-1 hosting New Mexico State this Saturday night at Mackey Stadium. The Pack 1-0 in Mountain West play after defeating Boise State in Boise, 41-31 on Saturday. First time in a long time the Pack had beaten the Broncos up in Boise, and the first time Nevada had beaten Boise State since 2010. So, huge win for the Pack. They're 1-0 in the conference. Chad Savage joins us right now. He is the tight ends coach. Chad, I was very thrilled to see your name was, it was your turn tonight, because of course it's the nationally wild card game going on right now. Next segment, TJ Bruce, the baseball coach, will join us up here. You know, TJ is locked in every snap on Saturday. Like, he blows me up during the game.
Doesn't surprise me.
Locked in on every snap. It doesn't surprise you.
Doesn't surprise me.
So tell me, how did you come to the Wolfpack?
So I was actually here in 2018, started off as a GA, graduate assistant. Graduated from the University of San Diego, May 2018. Was fortunate, had a brief interview with Coach Norvell in December of that year, and then he presented the opportunity, was a GA for 2 years in 2018-2019 seasons, and then an opportunity presented itself back at my alma mater at the University of San Diego, was a receiver coach there, really didn't even coach one game, my first position coach job, because the season got canceled with COVID, and then Coach Eric Scott took a job to San Jose State. The job opened up here, and I was fortunate that Coach Norvell gave me the ring on my phone. And without a blink, I was back here in Reno. It's really a dream come true.
Now, did you have any connections to Northern Nevada before you got that graduate assistant job?
I'm born and raised in Reno, graduated from Reno High, and then sixth generation Northern Nevada, too.
How many coaches are you related to any sport?
So my immediate family, my dad's two brothers, my uncles, John Savage, my dad's youngest brother, he's the head coach UCLA baseball, and then my dad's middle brother, Pete Savage, he's the head baseball coach at Reno High. And then some people might not know this, but my uncle John, the one at UCLA, his father-in-law is Chris Ault. So there's no direct connection with me, but that's my uncle's father-in-law.
So, I mean, did you always... How long have you known you wanted to coach?
Can't even remember when, since I was a little kid.
Really? I mean, you always...
Always wanted to.
Coaching, not playing.
Yeah. I know the best thing is always playing, but the second best thing is coaching.
And was it always football?
No. It was baseball until really, I'd say, my eighth grade year. And then a coach named Mark Smith, just his passion for the game. And then getting into high school, Jason Maddock, he's a big-time Wolfpack fan. Their passion for the game just really ignited my passion for the coaching career.
Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4, and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. You're the tight ends coach. That is, that's a big tent in this offense, right? Because to my eyes, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Reagan Roberson is playing a different position than Cole Turner.
Correct.
But you coach both of them. What does that mean, and how does that work?
Yeah, they have to wear a lot of hats in this offense. I mean, we're an air raid, but really at the same time, we do have some West Coast personality behind us. And I asked those guys, they got to know, Roberson's got to know Cole's role, and Cole's got to know Roberson's role. And Cole, he's more of a true tight end. Roberson, you look at him more of a fullback. And Cole, I mean, he's what you want in the pass game. He's everything a guy could really dream of. He's 6'6", 245, a mismatch in the pass game. And he's a receiver in a tight end's body. So this tight end position, it's really his second year playing it. But he's a willing blocker, and it's, I mean, he's really lights out. He's coming along, coming a very far way. And then Robo and Lappin, those guys more of a fullback body type, really that 6 foot, 6'1", 250-pound guys. But they're bruisers in the run game, but at the same time, they know everything in the pass game. They understand leverage. They can see coverages. They know all their rules. And to see how far they've come, really since I was here in 2018 to where they are now, it's really impressive.
If memory serves, I think Roberson had a reception on a hot route at Kansas State. Do I have that right?
That's correct, yeah. Okay, he had a shoot route. Yeah. Yep. Oh, Kansas State? I thought you were talking about when I think of Roberson, it was the bowl game.
Well, that one too.
Yeah, he had the bowl game. He had the shoot route for the touchdown. One is the Arizona bowl game. And then at Kansas State, you hit a mesh route, sat it right there in the zone.
I mean, that's really – do the guys want – does Cole Turner want to know everything Reagan's doing? Does Reagan want to know everything Cole's doing? Because, like, their physical styles are different.
Yeah, their physical styles are different. I think with Cole, the big thing is his dream is to play on Sundays, and he understands to be a complete tight end. You got to know everything in the run game. And he's great schematically. He understands scheme. He's getting there fundamentally in technique. And so he's all about learning that stuff. And then Robo, I think with him, it's just really having fun with it. I mean, if you see him flexed out, the DBs, they're always talking smack. Robo, you're not going to run past us, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes he'll run up a seam and he'll take it for six.
Like, does he chart his biggest blocks per game? Do you guys chart his blocks? Like, he likes to hit people.
Yeah, he's very physical. Very physical.
I mean, what's that like in the room, in the meetings? Is that a point of pride with the guys?
Yeah, and it sort of rubs off on the other guys, too, and the younger guys in the room. I mean, he sort of sets the tone, and really for the whole offense, especially short yardage. I mean, they feel Roberson's presence, getting that block, winning the line of scrimmage.
If you are a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans, Wolfpack Sports Properties and Learfield Partner is here to help. For more sponsorship information, call my guy Eric, 775-327-2074. We have fun on the road. Okay, so how do you keep, like I asked Coach Norvell this, you're supposed to win the next two games now. Like you have home games against beatable teams. But you can't think about that, and you can't talk like that in practice. But like you know that, and the players probably know that. So how do you handle that?
I mean, in the back of your mind, you do know that, but at the same time...
You know it.
Yeah, you do know that, but you can't... You got to respect all your opponents. You can't take anybody for granted. And we know that we got to show up every single day because, firmly, I don't want to go into a game not feeling prepared. And the last thing you want... You don't want to go into a game with your players not feeling prepared. And so we got to treat every game just like any other opponent, respect every opponent, show up Sunday through Friday, get our game plan in, make sure we're preparing each day at practice. But with these guys, I mean, New Mexico State, like Coach said earlier, their record of 1-5 doesn't really reflect what kind of team they are. I mean, they do a lot of good things on offense, defense, and special teams. Defense, I mean, they're going to bring pressure almost every single play. And so we got to be able to protect. We got to be able to get the ball out on time. Receivers got to know their hot routes. And we should take care of business if we can execute on all phases.
Wolfpack fans, many plans are on sale now for as low as $51 for three games. $51, three games. Don't miss the excitement of game day at Mackey Stadium. Visit MyNevadaTickets.com today or call 775-348-PACK. Get your mini plan today. We'll take a timeout. Wolfpack Coach Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're visiting with Chad Savage. We'll talk to the baseball coach, TJ Bruce. We'll keep Chad up here. When we come back, stay with us.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. I'll count you in, Kim. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Sorry. She's been asking me to count her in. Oh boy, right on schedule as we pivot from football to a little playoff baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers have tied the NL wildcard game. Justin Turner has hit a solo home run. That's a solo shot, right, Coach?
Yes.
Okay, it's 1-1. And Chad Savage, tight ends coach. TJ Bruce, baseball coach. These are like two guys I just wanted to watch baseball with. That's literally why I said come down for this segment, Coach. Are you a Dodger fan? You Giants fan, Chad?
Don't speak. Don't say the
truth.
Okay,
either. Okay, okay.
Next question.
Next question. TJ, you got your Dodger quarter zip going here. Dodger fan, you got your blue underneath. There you go. Okay.
Tupac's ready.
Okay, there we go. Oh, that's good. That's good. So, what do you got? I mean, we've been watching this out of the corner of our eye. It was 1-0 Cardinals in the first on a wild pitch, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got two veteran pitchers. You got Scherzer and Wainwright, two guys that have been in the postseason for a long, long time. And it's a classic. In our game, in college baseball, it'd be a classic West Coast 2-1, 3-1, UCLA at night, UCLA Long Beach Blair Field. It'd be one of those pitchers' duels, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be whoever doesn't blink first, that's who's going to come out.
So, Chad Savage, I was telling you last segment, or before we got on the air, I said, TJ Bruce is on every snap on Saturdays. We're at Kansas State, we're at Boise State. My phone is blowing up. TJ Bruce is like, what he got here? What he got on that call? And you said, I'm not surprised. Why?
Just his passion for the game. I mean, you see him as a coach on the baseball field. And then I know how he recruits. I know he likes two-sport athletes. I mean, I've seen him on the road watching quarterbacks play football games. It doesn't surprise me one bit.
I mean, Coach, you like seeing your infielders play football?
Love it. You know, I think that stemmed really from my time with John at UCLA. And I remember early when I got to UCLA in the fall of 2010, I remember, you know, we're going through the recruiting and blah, blah, blah. And then it was Friday night. And obviously John has ties, huge ties to football. And he goes, hey, let's go to whatever game it was on a Friday night. And I'm like, no, you know, I was the young coach. And no, we got to work and we got to be in the office and we got to watch baseball players. And then he goes, no, coach, we want multi-sport athletes. And it's better for our program. It's better for the athlete. And so over time, with my time there, we ended up picking a Friday night game of the week to where John and I used to go down and just break down high school football, and then it got into Jack Savage playing high school football, and then he went to Servite. I went to St. John Bosco.
Okay.
And so then it became this Trinity League affair on Friday night for the most part.
Chad, do you guys like two-sport athletes?
Love them.
Okay, why?
Just shows they're versatile. I mean, the guy, we've got to commit right now, a receiver, and I was just watching his basketball film the other day with Coach Norvell, and it really sold him, his basketball tape, sold Coach Norvell that he's what he can do on the football field.
What are you looking for in a basketball tape of a football player?
Explosiveness. I mean, his ability to get up to the rim and really to drive the court. I mean, it'll translate to the football field very easily.
Coach, will you bring recruits to home games coming up here as part of the Mackey experience and part of winning show?
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, I've seen both sides. I was at Long Beach State for a little bit, and then we didn't have football. And then a whole nother experience was going to UCLA and having really the college experience. And I think what better place for all sports. I don't care what you're doing, but if you're not bringing a recruit to Mackey Stadium on a Saturday night, then I kind of want to know what you're doing. Because, you know, you're trying to sell them the university. You're trying to sell them the athletic department, and who does not want to have huge, big-time college football, and especially a team that's in the top echelon of their league, and then the experience of Mackey. Who doesn't want to sell that to families and recruits? I think it's a no-brainer, but we will, you know, going on the next few weeks, we'll be our recruiting period ends, and we'll be at Mackey. We'll be a mainstay at Mackey for the next about four or five home games they got left. And I'll always be reachable via text.
Okay.
To you.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, we got like the hotline.
Can I get one to Coach Norvell?
I mean, that's between you and Dan. It's like I think President Nixon wanted to send George Allen football plays at one point. So maybe you can arrange something like that. What about you bringing recruits to Mackey? I mean, you're busy on game day.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of what your recruiting pitch is, right? This is how the Wolfpack plays at home.
Yep, the game day atmosphere, I mean, it's huge. And obviously, like Coach said, it's great to have the fans in there. So we highly encourage everybody coming to get their butts in the seats. But this weekend, we've got 89 prospects already signed up to come to this game.
89? Where do you sit them?
I don't know.
Don't know.
That's up to Lucas. Okay, I'll deal with them before the game. I'll deal with them before the game, and then they'll be up somewhere in the general admission. But they'll come. They're allowed a few guests, but we'll do a campus tour, and then we do a little recruit hospitality suite in the weight room so they can do a beanbag toss. They got the basketball stuff, playing music, they're playing Xbox 360, playing Madden. So it's a good game day feel. And then they'll sit in the back of the locker room. They'll hear Coach Norvell's pregame speech, see the guys, how they really treat a game. And then they'll go out there 60 minutes before kickoff, see us do our team warm up, all that. And then once kickoff starts, they'll go up to the seats. But
so when you're recruiting somebody, I mean, they're embedded with the pack at least for one game day. Like, they will see what it is.
Right. Yeah, we highly encourage it because I think our biggest selling point is getting somebody up here on campus. I mean, there's Photoshop nowadays. I mean, you can Photoshop anything, but to get somebody up here on campus, it's really our biggest selling point because I think our personalities with our coaches, offense, defense, special teams, and then the relationships they'll see with our players and the relationships amongst our team, I think that's our biggest selling point.
We are live at Brew Brothers on the Row, and the Row brings the sights, sounds, and flavors of Italy to the heart of Reno during the Great Italian Festival that's coming up. Live entertainment, a sauce cooking contest, and of course, pasta, lots of pasta. Don't miss the Great Italian Festival. It's coming up October 9th and 10th. That's this weekend. Also, watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports, from Wolfpack All Access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune into Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Go Pack. All right, Coach Bruce, we got an update on the game. Sorry, I got involved in my reads there. How you doing?
It's 1-1.
So 1-1? All right.
Yeah, we'll see.
you know, the Pac football team just beat Boise in Boise for the first time in 24 years. Yeah. You guys, the baseball team, got into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2000. Is this part of a general positive trend? I mean, do you guys feel like the program is on the upswing right now? And is that something you pay attention across programs?
Yeah, I mean, I think over time, if you're just it, there's two folds to it, right? It's like, I know as a fan, right? You know, it's like I'm trying to watch the Dodger game as just a fan, so I want them to, like, why aren't they hitting? Why aren't they doing this? And then you kind of turn the coach hat on a little bit, and you understand. And as a fan, I think we all want to win right away, and I think patience is a hard thing to teach, and I think, you know, things are built over time, and if you're watching the trend of Nevada athletics in the last, I don't know, you know, I've been here 7 years, you know, but I would really say since Doug got hired, just watch the trend of exactly where we're going and what each sport's doing. And like I said, sometimes it happens a little slower than we all want. I think us coaches involved too, that are doing it. But I think if you're watching what everybody's doing and the championships we're winning and the games that we're winning, the schedules that we're playing, I think Nevada athletics, like Chad said, I think once you get them here, then we have a good chance as a whole, as a group, to keep them here.
All right, 30 seconds, Chad Savage. A date with you was auctioned off during the women's clinic in August.
Yep, Kim Norvell, we got some money for the team.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask how that went.
I think I blew it. I didn't blow it. It's not over yet. But I was scheduled to go during bye week.
Oh.
And I flew out on Wednesday to go recruit.
Oh, dear.
So we got to reschedule.
So it's still pending.
It's still pending.
But, like, don't miss the women's clinic next year, guys. Chad Savage. I mean, I don't want to assume you'll be on the market. I don't want to assume.
You, but never, that's, you that's, never know. That's yeah, myself prize. And our analyst, Brett Bartoloni, we got auctioned off. But it was a high price. It was around, I think it was $1,300.
Whoa.
Wow.
More than that.
All right, we got to take a commercial break. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
You trained for this. All year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light.
Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Reno Relo Worldwide, your United Van Lines agent in Reno, Nevada. With over 25 years of moving experience, Reno owned and operated, they're here to serve you, your family, or your business, taking care of your commercial, interstate, or international relocation and storage needs effortlessly, whether it's in northern Nevada or around the world. When you want to be sure you're in good hands, make the right move with Reno Relo Worldwide, an agent for United Van Lines. For a free estimate, call 775-404-7356 or online at renorelowww.com.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
That'll do it for us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Go see the Pack Saturday night at 7:30 at Mackey against New Mexico State. MyNevadaTickets.com. So long, everybody.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show has been presented by Dolan Lexus. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.